This session is called Change is Life. Life by yourself. Change. That word alone can evoke different reactions. For some, it means the exciting start of something new. For others, it is synonymous with chaos, uncertainty, and a feeling that control over one's own life is gone. But the truth is simple and relentless. Change is an inseparable part of our existence. Without it, we would stagnate, settling into our safe cocoon of routine. No challenge, no novelty. It may sound tempting, but let's think. Is that really what we want? We experience small or big shifts every day, whether we are aware of them or not. These shifts, these changes, whether intended or accidental, shape and influence us. Let's think for a moment about how often we face change in our lives and realize that we are stuck in it almost constantly. Maybe you just had porridge instead of a croissant for breakfast, a small change, but one that might improve your health. Or maybe you've decided to change job, a big leap filled with worry and questions. And what about relationship problems? Deciding when to speak up, when to keep quiet, and when to change your attitude. These and many other changes, big or small, lead us down a path that is constantly winding and never straightforward. And that unpredictability is its beauty, even if it sometimes feels like a roller coaster without a seatbelt. And now imagine that one of the fundamental questions of life has come before you: how to actually deal with these changes. Seriously, is there a universal answer that works for everyone? If there were, it would be recorded in all the religious books and passed down from generation to generation faster than a recipe for Christmas cake. But there is no universal answer. We are all exceptional, unique, and that means that the way we fight change is different in each case. Some jump into change head first, as if they can't wait to bathe in new beginnings. Others are hesitant, wait it out, and sometimes perhaps try to avoid change altogether. And between these two extremes, we find 1,000 different reactions. It is up to you to find your own approach. But what remains the same for everyone is the importance we give to these changes. What meaning do you find in them? Are the changes something to hurt you or the opposite? And here, we have to slow down a bit and admit that many of us tend to see change as more of a challenge or even a negative moment. And no wonder. Fear of the unknown is something that is inherent in all of us. If we don't know what's coming, we often imagine it in black rather than risk disappointment. But what if we started to look at change differently, as opportunities? What if every change was a chance to grow, to gain a new perspective, to overcome something we may not have thought we could handle? If we could all adopt one key habit, it would be the art of stopping, taking a breath, and taking a moment to reflect on what this particular change has to offer us. What can it teach us? Where can it take us? And no, I am certainly not suggesting that all change will be easy, pleasant, and without struggle. On the contrary, many of them will initially feel more like clawing our way up a steep hill in the rain and overwhelming mud. But once you're at the top, the view is worth it. Try to imagine it like this. Your life is like a river. Change is a natural part of it because water is constantly flowing, changing its direction, depth, and width. Sometimes it is calm. Sometimes it becomes a turbulent current. You have a choice. To stand up to change like a dam and try to hold it back, which usually ends in disaster because the river always eventually makes its way through, or to adapt to it, learn to swim and use its forces to get your way. The choice is yours. So the next time you find yourself faced with a change, and it could be anything from a change in work environment to a decision to start practicing yoga, try looking at it from a different perspective. Yes, sometimes it will take effort, sacrifice, and endless amounts of commitment. But trust me, every effort you make will pay off. Maybe not right away, but over time it surely will. Because change is not just something that life puts in our path. Change is life. But why are we still afraid? Change is not something to be feared, although I admit that we humans in general tend to instinctively avoid it. We often think of change as a giant roller coaster ride that throws us out of our comfort zone, where everything flows beautifully and we can have that occasional stress-free coffee. Every moment when something changes, whether it's something that looks catastrophic at first look or something that makes us unexpectedly happy, brings opportunities. And what's the best part? Through this process of growth and discovery, life actually makes us stronger and wiser. Just try to think of a time when your world crashed. Sure, it wasn't pleasant at the time. Maybe you were looking at the ceiling and asking yourself, "Why me?" But now? Now you probably look at it with a touch of humor because you understood or learned something from the situation. That's the power of change. It is important to reflect on how we actually perceive change. Why do we often fear them? It is because of the uncertainty they bring. Unpredictability scares us because we humans like certainty. The feeling that we know what's coming, what's going to happen tomorrow, and that we're going to have the same cappuccino in our cafe as today. Now imagine if someone took that away from you. Suddenly, you have no idea if the cappuccino will be the same or if the cafe is even still standing. Natural reaction? Panic. But try to stop for a moment and see the change from a different perspective. Instead of automatically viewing change with fear, try to see it as an opportunity. It's like being in front of a closed door where someone instructs you. This is where you learn something new. Sure, there might be a little chaos on the other side, but what if there's also a huge opportunity waiting? Try to ask yourself questions with every change to open yourself up. What can I learn from this situation? This is one of those magic questions that turns situations around. Seriously, try it. Just like the question, how can I use this experience to my advantage? Questions like that help you think differently. And honestly, change often brings out the best, even if it doesn't look like it at first. You've probably experienced situations where you've had to leave something behind. Maybe you changed jobs that were already killing you. Or you stopped going to places you didn't feel comfortable, or ended a relationship that no longer made sense. These were all changes that may have hurt at first, but today you may acknowledge with a smile that they were the best thing that could have happened. These situations are proof that change is not our enemy. They are our lesson. They are gateways to the next stages of life. And if that still scares you, try to remind yourself that every story worth telling has some twists and turns. Without them, it would just be a boring fairy tale. That is why I tell you, there is no need to be afraid of change. They are like uninvited guests who sometimes come and shake up your home. Yes, you may have chaos for a while. You may feel like everything is backwards, but as you clean up and put things back in their place, you'll see that through that visit, you'll discover new treasures you didn't even know you had. Change is growth, and growth is life. And it is, after all, a life worth living to the fullest, with all the colorful variations it has to offer. Once we realize that change shapes our narrative, the way we tell the story of our lives, the way we see and understand them, we open the door to a whole new way of seeing the world. We don't have to see change as something disruptive or destructive, but instead as enriching chapters that bring new colors and opportunities into our lives. The first and perhaps most difficult step is to change our perspective on change itself. Often we feel like victims of circumstances. If the boss hadn't been so angry, if the world hadn't been so chaotic, if the bus hadn't left at the exact moment we decided to be happily on time for the first time. It's so easy to see all of these situations as something that happened to us that is dragging us down. But what if we changed our perspective? What if our role wasn't that of the poor victim? Hey, we've all donned it at times, let's face it. But instead, we became active creators of our story? That sounds so much better, doesn't it? Now think for a moment. What important moments in your life required change? How did you feel at the time? Perhaps lost, confused, or even angry. But now, looking back on these events, you can see that each one taught you something. They brought you lessons, new skills, or at least steadier nerves, right? Maybe you learned to express your emotions better. Maybe you developed the ability to adapt quickly. Maybe you discovered something you had overlooked. Now try asking yourself another question. What qualities have you discovered or strengthened in yourself in overcoming these difficulties? Perhaps the daily challenging situations have taught you patience. Maybe you discovered during one difficult period that you have a hidden talent for improvisation, that you can react almost instantly, adapt, and find solutions where others see only a barrier. Or maybe you discovered your capacity for empathy because you understood yourself so deeply during a difficult time that you can now understand others. These experiences have shaped you. Think about it. Without all the shifts, changes, and crises, you would not be who you are today. Your unique character wouldn't have emerged without those small and big moments where you had to hold your head up and say, "Okay, what am I going to do about this?" Each difficult moment added another layer to your personality, reinforcing your uniqueness, and when it comes down to it, you're more confident and better prepared to face new challenges. Do you think you'd be that person if everything always went smoothly? Probably not. No one becomes resilient and wise by lying in the sun all day with a cocktail in hand, even if it sounds great. The key is to change your perspective on change and take it as an opportunity. Every decision brings you closer to the next pages of your book of life. And as we know, every book that captures the reader has moments of suspense, drama, and often unexpected happy endings. Your adventure is ongoing, and you get to decide what kind of hero you want to be in the story. Thanks to change, we can live our lives on our own terms. Authenticity as a foundation, the absolute foundation on which we build our lives. What does it mean to be authentic? It means, first and foremost, knowing yourself, without pretense, without the masks we put on for different roles, and without the need to please everyone around you. Authenticity is not just a buzzword. It is a state of being in tune with our inner self, recognizing our true desires and acting according to the values that are truly close to us. In other words, authenticity is the key to living truly according to ourselves, not according to the dictates of society, the expectations of those around us, or sometimes the learned patterns we have incorrectly placed in our lives. Our journey to authenticity often begins with questions we may never have had the time or inclination to think about. Who am I? Not who I want to be for others, but really, who am I when I drop all my roles and stop trying to meet other people's expectations? What do I really want? Wishes and dreams that are not just in response to the wishes of parents, partners, bosses, or society, but solely in my own voice. What values are sacred to me? What principles guide me? And what do I want to shape my path? These are questions that few of us are taught to ask ourselves throughout our lives, and yet answering them is the foundation of an authentic life. Time for introspection, which we often refuse to allow ourselves because we feel we need to chase everything from work deadlines to leisure productivity. But trust me, this time is an investment that will pay off many times over. Find a moment when you can be alone with your thoughts. Just a small corner of your home, a place where you feel comfortable, or a quiet park or forest you can visit. Various methods can lead to introspection, whether you prefer meditation, writing in a journal, or just taking a walk in nature to let your thoughts drift. Writing thoughts on paper is a particularly effective way to get in touch with your inner self. Once we get our thoughts and feelings out of our heads and onto paper, we create a picture of our soul that is often surprising. Ask yourself, what do I really want? What kind of life do I imagine if nothing and no one restricted me now? What values are key to me? When was the last time I acted in a way that gave me real joy and a sense of right direction? But living authentically is not just about understanding yourself. It's also about having the courage to act on what you discover. And that's a step many of us are afraid to take. What if it turns out that my true nature doesn't fit in with the rest? What if I allow myself to say no where I've always said yes, or the opposite way? What if I no longer follow the expectations that have been placed on me all my life? These questions are likely to surface, and that's natural. No one is saying that authenticity is easy. On the contrary, it is sometimes challenging. But it is this courage that sets us free, to enter a world where we no longer have to hide behind a mask, where we can just be ourselves, is truly freeing. And you know what? This is where the connection to change begins. If we begin to understand ourselves and understand change itself, we can take action. We are ready to use change as a tool for a new life. We can decide what we want, how we're going to live, who we're going to associate with, where we're going to work, and that, dear friends, is called freedom. True authenticity not only changes your own perspective on life, but paradoxically draws you to people and situations that resonate with you much more than when you were trying to conform. To be authentic is to be truly seen, heard, and accepted. Living by yourself is about having the courage to live in harmony with your values and desires. Change is an integral part of it. Let's dive into practical part. First step, write a list of your values. Write down 5 to 10 values that are key for you. How do these values affect your life? For each value, think about how it manifests itself in your daily decisions. Think about situations when you felt you were living in harmony with your values. What was it like? What did you feel? What values are most important to you, and how do they manifest in your daily life? When was the last time you did something that really brought you joy, and what was it like? What motivates you to be yourself and live your values? What situations prevent you from living more authentically? What is your ideal picture of the life you want to live, including the values you want to live by? What changes in your life do you need to make to achieve this? Second step, write a short story about a change you have recently experienced. What were your first reactions? What did you learn from it? For each negative feeling or thought you had about the change, write the positive aspect that came from it. Think about a few different scenarios of how change can affect your life. What positive things could it bring? What changes have you found difficult in the past, but have turned out to be positive in the end? What lessons did you learn from the last difficult change you went through? What keeps you from seeing change as an opportunity for growth? How can you better prepare for future changes so that you see them as positive experiences? What is one positive aspect of each change you are currently facing? Third step, write what you would like your life to look like in 5 years. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? What changes are needed? Figure out what you need to do to get closer to that vision. What specific steps can you take? Write down 3 things in your life that inspire you and that you would like to include more in your future. What would your life look like if you lived up to your true values and aspirations? What key areas would you like to improve or change in your life? What is given to people who live the life of their dreams? How can you incorporate these aspects into your life? What steps do you need to take to move closer to this vision? How will you measure your progress toward this vision? Fourth step, write down everything that prevents you from being open to change. What fears do you feel? For each anxiety listed above, find 1 way to deal with it or something that might help you overcome it. Choose a small change you can experience this week. For example, a new hobby, an expansion of your diet, or a different exercise routine, and record your feelings and thoughts about the experience. What changes in your life have made you feel anxious or fearful? What could you do to stay open to new experiences and keep a positive mindset? In what ways are you already going through changes that give you reasons to be optimistic? How can you respond effectively to new changes that come unexpectedly? What gives you a sense of inner peace when faced with uncertainty and change? Fifth step, make a list of important changes you have experienced in your life. It can be something positive or negative, a breakup, a change of school, a new job, moving, and so on. For each change, write down how it made you feel. What were your first reactions? How did they change over time? What have you learned from each of these changes? In what ways have they shaped or strengthened you? How can you apply these experiences and learning from the past to face today's changes? What strategies would you apply differently now? What positivity, strength, or skills have you developed in the process? Write down how you can use these qualities in the future to become more resilient in times of change. Remember that any change is better accepted when we are prepared for it. So, what can you do to prepare yourself? Are there any changes that you are facing now? What situations in your life need change? Ask yourself these questions and discuss everything with yourself and plan step by step how to do it.